In the evening edition, Barbados records 61 new COVID-19 cases. Artisans and small contractors hurting from the extended COVID-19 lockdown appeal to government for a slice of the work when capital projects resume. A large police contingent responds to a reported drug landing in St. Philip. A new high-tech national ID card being rolled out, as well as a new national payment system. And in the U.S., Capitol Hill police say white supremacists were involved in the January insurrection and they came prepared for war. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up.
The evening edition from Starcom Network News, brought to you in association with the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
National Insurance, more than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Pay your contributions by the 15th of the month. If you're self-employed, you should pay too, 'cause in the future it will benefit you. It's more than a contribution, it's your lifeline.
Attorneys at law, insurance companies, and third parties requesting information for their clients regarding NIS benefits are reminded that an original signed release must be submitted from the insured person permitting disclosure of the information.
Barbados has recorded 61 new COVID-19 cases from the latest batch of 843 tests conducted by the Public Health Laboratory yesterday. Barbados has now recorded 2,852 confirmed cases and 31 deaths from COVID-19. The Public Health Laboratory has so far completed 121,964 tests. Meantime, 2,545 people were vaccinated yesterday as part of the National Vaccination Program for COVID-19. To date, a total of 19,089 vaccinations have been administered. Local artisans and small contractors, meantime, say that this month-long COVID-19 lockdown has been very hard on them. Michael Harris Jr., the president of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Cooperative, says that just before the pandemic struck, the small local players in the sector were trying to emerge from a difficult previous few years when the economy was in the doldrums, and the pandemic has now set them even further back.
For a very long time, this sector was bleeding. It's only in the last 2 to 3 years, under the new administration, some guys start getting back work within the sector, small contractors. So the pandemic has now caused another decline in the sector, where major projects were supposed to come on screen, and they are not coming.
Mr. Harris says they aren't necessarily calling for any handouts from government, but prefer that when the capital projects resume, they be allocated a part of the work.
But we are not asking for assistance. We're hoping that when the country opens back, there's a number of projects that the Prime Minister identified.
The COVID pandemic has influenced one of the island's prominent and more experienced medical practitioners. To call it a day and retire from active practice, general practitioner and former head of the HIV/AIDS Commission, Dr. Carl Jacobs, tells Starcom Network News, being in the vulnerable age group, she had to consider the risk of operating given the COVID climate. She says she retired last year after the first lockdown, but is keeping herself busy by volunteering with the COVID-19 hotline.
But it didn't make sense for me to continue not seeing a foreseeable end to the COVID epidemic. I love practicing medicine. I've done it all my life. And although, of course, everyone has to retire at some point in time, I hadn't made a finite decision on it until COVID influenced me. I really do miss practice.
As more people in Barbados and across the globe receive the COVID-19 vaccine, some crop-over band leaders are hopeful that there will be a crop-over season this year in some form or fashion. But co-founder of crop-over band Beige International, Richard Haynes, tells Starcom Network News, even if there happens to be some form of grand kuduma this year, Beige International will not be producing the band. And he adds that, in fact, they made that decision at least 2 months ago.
A large band like Beige needs at least 6 months to produce a band in terms of getting sponsorship, getting the business of the band together. It's not a small task. So we knew that if by January the all clear was not there for COVID-19, that we cannot do a band in 2021.
Meantime, Chetwynd Stewart, band leader of Power by Four, says should the government allow a jump up this year, Power by Four will definitely be on the road.
Say, for example, something is possible and okay, only people who have been vaccinated can be involved, we'll be involved. That's what we do. So if 10 people go on the road, we will have 10 whatever, in your own clothes, whatever, we'll be involved in.
A new, more high-tech national identification card is to be rolled out in Barbados. The announcement has come from the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, as he introduced in the House of Assembly the Barbados Identity Management Bill, which was passed.
And that technology will see an individual having a single ID card, which will also have your driver's license on it. And it will have medical information on it if you desire. It will have your fingerprints on it if you desire. On registering, you will have to supply the same kind of information as before. Marriage certificate, birth certificate. We're not asking for anything different. But what will be the end product will be significantly more secure.
In his contribution to the debate, the opposition leader, Bishop Joseph Athley, raised a different concern. He asked about the information collected under the Seek and Save exercise.
I want to express publicly my concern as to how that information, having been collated, is utilized, how and where it is stored, and who would have access to that, and for what purpose beyond the current exercise.
Well, government also went to Parliament today with a plan to revolutionize financial transactions in Barbados through a new national payment system. Minister in the Ministry of Finance, Ryan Strawn, introduced a bill that he says will set a framework for the execution of e-commerce.
The introduction of a real-time automated clearinghouse facility, plus the opening up of that process to allow more payment service providers to participate in that process, means that along with the existing way that we pay for things, there will be new ways that will be introduced in the near future that will facilitate, sir, the ease of doing business in Barbados.
Information from official police sources remains sketchy in relation to a major operation that was underway today at Bottom Bay St. Philip. The police would only confirm that there was a drug landing and added that the investigation was ongoing. Residents of St. Philip reported seeing and hearing a massive police response to the area this morning. Meantime, the force also reports that the Hastings Worthing station has been officially reopened for business from 3 p.m. today. The station had been closed for a second time due to COVID concerns. A well-known city barber and a frequent caller to radio programs, Mark Wilson, has been found dead in his home. His nephew, Kevin Graves, confirmed his death, saying he died peacefully at home yesterday at the age of 84. Mr. Graves says Mr. Wilson, whose barbershop was located at Crampton Street before moving to Bay Street, had clients such as Cigarfield Sobers and Sir Everton Weeks. Mr. Wilson, a former seaman and avid footballer, was also well known in dancing and sporting circles. Officials of the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARFA, and the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO, are expected to address the regional leaders on the pandemic. And there will also be discussion on regional economic recovery and transformation when the regional heads meet tomorrow and Thursday. CARICOM has said in a statement ahead of the meeting that access to vaccines is crucial to curbing the spread of COVID-19 infections in the region. U.S. President Joe Biden has addressed the nation as the U.S. passed the figure of 500,000 COVID-related deaths, the highest number of any country. The president and vice president and their spouses observed a moment of silence outside the White House during a candlelighting ceremony. And finally, the chief of the U.S. Capitol Police and other security officials say white supremacists were involved in the January 6th insurrection and that they came prepared for war. The U.S. Senate has held its first public hearing on the security failures that took place during the deadly Capitol riot. Our top stories. Barbados records 61 new COVID-19 cases. Artisans and small contractors hurting from the extended COVID-19 lockdown appeal to government for a slice of the work when capital projects resume. A large police contingent responds to a reported drug landing in St. Philip, and a new high-tech national ID card being rolled out, as well as a new national payment system. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The evening edition brought to you with the best wishes of the National Insurance Scheme. More than a contribution, it's your lifeline. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news.